for the pledge?
Oh, it's over here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Ings?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Do we have any public participation? Okay. Under item 3, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Sorry, that was out of order.
Motion carries 5-0. Under board business, letter A, we have a first reading of a social media policy, attachment A. Committee reports. Operations?
We don't have anything to report at this time. We do have a tentative meeting scheduled for December 4th. We'll discuss things further after that.
Okay.
I can talk about one thing that has happened since we last had a meeting. We purchased Bolo sticks, and I know we probably have talked about Bolo sticks more than any other item in the history of our school system, but we've been waiting for some other organizations, including the building department. So we have everything that we need now, including all necessary forms, all necessary permissions to begin installing the Bolo stick. So that's something that we had not mentioned at a board meeting, so I figured I would mention it tonight.
And just to clarify, I think some of the reason why it took a little bit longer is because we had to get approval from the building commission. Do I have the right title?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's the Barberton Building Department.
Okay.
Anytime there are projects involving construction or buildings in Norton, we use their building department to access that information, and we worked with Mr. Boschlinger over there for actually about a month and a half, and he worked with Jim Bostic from DriveMine Group, and Mike Schultz, our fire chief, was involved in those discussions as well. So Mike and Jim eventually got together and finalized everything that was needed. And Jim said, I need you to hold off for about a week. I have one more form to send you. And we got that late last week. So we are good to go.
Okay,
all
good.
Right?
And one of the things, I guess, Dana, if you want to talk about it, that we've hit on in operations only because of the presence of our police chief and fire chief is it appears that our building went through some drills
mm-hmm.
over the past week. I know my three-year-old talked about it. In the preschool, so I mean, we did drills and
yeah. The operations department, Chief Schultz and Chief D'Alessandro are both a part of that, and so within the last week, I don't know if every single building has had a drill, but I know our high school and middle school had the drug dogs in, and we reported that out. Eric, how about your building?
Primary and NES both did one.
So districts required by December 31st that every single building has an emergency management test, a drill, and so we will have completed that by December 31st and met state regulations. But the idea of working with our police department on those things is even more important to us and just furthers that connection that we have with them.
Okay.
We had nine dogs on campus at the same time simultaneously with high school and middle school, courtesy of four different police departments. So, you know, in a time period as we're in now, it's great to see the communities working together on behalf of kids. So that was one really strong example of that.
Okay, that's pretty
much it.
Okay, thank you.
Finance. We met the other day, and once again, thank you to the Norton voters for passing the levy. And we basically, we had some guests, so we did a lot of explaining of the budget type thing. And we have a vision statement we wanted to get done and some goals. So Stephanie's gonna highlight some of our expenses so that people kind of understand where we're at when it comes to some of our budget items. Were you going to do that now?
Oh, I can do it now. I was going to do it in the warrants, but we can do it now. No, it's fine. We've been looking at what our monthly costs are. We see the warrants, they go out every month. The board will approve those at the board meeting later this evening. Still stuck in the day. There'll be two of them on there because of the timing of last month's meeting and this month's meeting. We're able to do two this month. For September, our electric cost was $21,390. The gas, $5,281. Remember, it was really warm in September. Telephone, $1,268. Trash, $2,743. And water, $3,975. Those are our utilities that occur every month. On top of that, we buy fuel for the buses. In September, it was $15,937. Supplies for the transportation department, $14,321. Food service supplies, $54,973. Textbooks and workbooks, $2,964. And special ed purchase service was $64,262. Our check totals for the month of September were $684,530.87. A couple things to highlight in those, because it seems a little bit higher than what we normally spend per month. We did have the Bolo Sticks payment was $15,245. We had to purchase paper. We buy a semi-load of paper at one time. I'm sure those of you out there are very aware that we now have paper. $22,428. That won't last us the entire year. It will get us March, April somewhere probably, if we're conservative with it, which we are. We had found a few years ago workbooks. We have some companies that allowed us to make copies of workbooks versus having to purchase the workbooks. That way it keeps the cost to the parents down. They're not having to purchase the workbooks for the students. We can purchase paper, and then the copy cost is 0.003 cents per copy, so it costs us nothing to make a copy. So we try to utilize that versus having the parents buy the workbooks. We had to pay Neonet, which is the people that provide our software, our data retention, anything that does with the student information, we pay Neonet for. That was $115,896, but that will take us for the entire year. We paid Sable Asphalt $11,457 to do the turnaround at the elementary school, which we drove on the other day, and we drove up and turned around. It worked out just like it was supposed to. And then Tyranny, we paid them $18,882 for the grant from the middle school. Although we received the money for it, we still have to pay it out, so that shows as one of our expenditures. So sometimes that can skew some things that we're looking at. In the month of October, our electric bill starting to go up a little bit. It's $24,448. Gas, $5,407. I don't think the cold spell's hit up with us yet. Telephone, $2,209. Trash, $2,083. And water, $3,396. Our fuel cost for the buses, $20,986. Transportation supplies. Now this one's gonna sound a little funny. We had a credit of $5,146. The reason it shows a credit is because we do the services for Barberton. I think everybody's aware that we work on Barberton's buses. So they pay us back for supplies that we purchased in earlier months. So it kind of skews those months. You have to look at the whole year when you're looking at what we actually purchased for transportation supplies. So that one was a credit this month. Food service supplies, $31,169. Textbooks, workbooks, $5,620. And special ed purchase service, $125,788. Our check totals this month were only $411,143. A couple highlights from that. MKC, we paid, which is our architect firm, we paid them $16,133. That is our final payment to MKC for the field house and for the high school. We are done, kaput, over, it's finished. It's Yay. So exciting. We have something that's come to completion. And then also we paid Instinct, I feel like there's another name that goes along with Instinct, but I think that's it, $11,454, and Enertech, $6,500. They installed basketball wenches and backboards in the middle school back gym. It's that came from a grant from the BWC. we paid one quarter of the cost, and then they paid three quarters of the cost for that. We can apply to the BWC for safety features, things that we can do. They helped us with the bleachers in the gym a number of years ago in the middle school gym. They paid the thing that takes them out and brings them back in, and some of the basketball hoops, anything that's a safety issue, that we write a grant for the BWC and we're able to get that. So we were able to recoup that. Those are our highlights for September and October. I'm sorry, that was a lot.
No, that's fine.
The safety, to elaborate on that, I mean, is because the old system was the cranking system, and because I remember talking about this like a year and a half ago.
Took us a while to get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so I mean, I just don't want people to think basketball hoops. You know, it's literally was a workman's comp claim, common, you know, amongst schools that
injuries.
Had the old school, yeah. You know, yeah, the old school cranking systems, which we had. Now everything's push button, electronic.
And we did lifts with them. It's been a number of years ago. They did the scissors lifts, mm-hmm. instead of our custodians having to crawl on the scaffold. You know how they put
right.
those together and crawl
right.
up? We have the scissors lifts in a couple of the buildings that the BWC also paid for.
Those had the feel of danger.
Oh, yeah.
You were scared every time you went to crank those, so yeah. I'm glad we got those done.
It's like the cars you used to crank the engine.
People yes.
used to snap their arms
yeah.
all the time. Those are just some of the expenses. I mean, you're talking about a $24,000 electric bill or whatever that bill was. Crazy.
Yes.
So we're going to be meeting again, and we're going to try to get into a little bit more of some of the needs that we have. We are receiving the money back from the project, the Fieldhouse project. We're getting our money back from that, so we're going to start trying to get some of these. I'm on the operations committee too. Some of these projects that we need to get done. So now that we're getting the money back, we can put those in order and see when we can do those. So that's it.
Okay, thank you. Community engagement.
We had a meeting in October, and we discussed ways to engage parents of graduates as well as graduates. We're spending a lot of time and energy trying to engage the people who are in our schools and the parents of the people in our schools, but once the student graduates, we kind of lose track of the student and the parent. So we would like to come up with ways to engage them. Mr. Addis agreed to send welcome cards to new residents. And we'd like to start using the city's new electronic sign as well as the new electronic sign at the high school in order to start getting more information out to the public about what's going on in our schools. We have so much great stuff that's going on here. I say this all the time. We have so much great stuff that goes on here in our buildings that the community engagement committee right now has dozens and dozens of ideas. We just need to narrow our focus and pick on two or three that we can accomplish by the end of the school year. And we have one in the offing right now. We've done some pricing on some banners for the property at the high school, and we're looking for donors to help provide the individual pictures and the banners themselves to go up on those brackets. Our next meeting is November 27th. I would like to involve more community into this, since it is community engagement. We had a couple community members show up at the last meeting, and they added a lot to the meeting. So we'd like to have more people show up.
What?
No.
Go ahead.
Neither one of us have that. What time? November 27th?
November 27th. I believe that was 6 o'clock.
Okay. In the admin office?
In the admin office, yes.
Okay.
Unless we grow out of it.
Oh, true. Okay.
Which would be a good problem.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, technology and instruction. We met about a month ago, met with representatives from Barberton High School about a career-based program that they teach in the high school. So building off of that, we met a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago. Yeah, thank you. And went through every aspect of that high school program to see what it is we're doing from primary all the way up through high school, what aspects of, you know, getting our students ready for careers college that interviews that type of thing. So we had representatives from each building discussing, you know, what we're doing, what we're not doing. Is it age appropriate? Is it not age appropriate? When would be the best time to introduce these types of things? So after going through all of that, we're meeting again early December to talk about now, based on the information that we put together from that meeting, is there a segment in our high school that we're not reaching, that maybe it's not, you know, military or college or career bound, but maybe they're falling somewhere in between that. So 3 years ago, we did, was it 3 years ago? 2 years ago, we did a survey to add an additional career technical program. And we felt that if we were looking at doing something like that again, we felt that that information now is old, and we need to look at what the needs and interests of our students are. So at our meeting in December, we're going to revisit that, talk about, you know, is this something that we can do now that, you know, we have passed the income tax? This is, you know, something that was on our table for the reason for this income tax. So we're hoping to add additional programs to serve our students. Did I leave anything out? Is there anything that you want to add,
Amy? I don't think so. I mean, Mrs. Williams called me today, and she wanted me to send over, you know, the curriculum information from Barbican in its completeness. So she was going to be talking to not only with Coach, or excuse me, John Tanksley as far as the career-based intervention part of it, but also talking with our Family and Consumer Science Department for, like, the college-ready piece of it. So she's trying to look at, you know, having something within both two different realms within, you know, the career and then the college to try to see what we can come up with. So she's hoping to have some of that information ready for us at our next meeting.
Okay, good.
I have a little something.
Go ahead.
So as the committees, you know, continue to grow and get better, the curriculum committee, I think that this committee is honing in on what we want for our kids academically. And we're getting closer to that with our district planning committee. We're getting closer to this goal of one of our students walks across the stage, what will we have provided for this student, and what will he or she be prepared to do? And I think through all of our discussions and good meetings and looking at other districts and other initiatives and strategic plans, that's one of the things that I think this committee is really closing in on, is this goal for our students. And we were at an SEI event on Thursday, High School Ready Network, and they talked about three things: employment, enrollment, enlistment. That if your students graduate at that point and are able to do any of those, you will have done your job. So we're getting close, closer.
Angie?
We had a meeting scheduled, but we needed to reschedule that. We have half-day meetings.
You know what, so before you continue, could you just explain to everybody who is involved in your committee?
Absolutely.
Because I think sometimes we forget.
Yes, absolutely. Our committee is at least two teachers from every building, two reps, and an administrator. In the past, sometimes we have a curriculum director. Currently, Joyce Gerber from the middle school is the other administrator serving on the committee. We typically meet four times a year. We do two half days where we do our goal planning at the beginning of the year, and at the end of the year, we review our goals, you know, check progress, and try to set new goals, or at least start thinking about that. And then we meet again for 1 hour twice after school, kind of just to check in along with those other two. I ask them to check with their building, see if there's any concerns regarding technology that they can bring to me, and I also run things by them and get their input. So that's typically how we do that. This time we actually had a half day. We were kind of ahead on our goals until we had our district planning meeting. We had our goals set for this year. I kind of had a half day still that we could get together. We were going to start looking at vetting websites, so basically reviewing websites regarding student privacy policies and checking to see, you know, are there any concerns or things that we need to start looking at in regards to just student privacy with using different sites and creating accounts and that sort of thing. After we met with the district planning committee, and since I had to reschedule this anyway, I'm going to make sure that we talk a little bit about future-ready schools. We, you know, kind of touched on that in the last meeting, but as far as district planning meeting. But meet with this group and take a look at that, get some feel from them, but then also more looking and narrowing in on a five-year plan. Typically, we've only done a one-year plan, so. And that's rescheduled for December 4th.
Okay, good. Policy. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. We met in October, but we've already had our first reading of a bunch of the policies that we went over then. We're having the second reading tonight. Just wondering, you'll see in the agenda the mid-year promotion that we talked about, some new credit card policies, some things on fundraising and crowdfunding, things like that, purchasing. A lot of it's state mandated policies that need to be updated. And of course, our first reading tonight of the social media policy. And we don't have a meeting scheduled for next month. We'll probably meet in January with our strategic planning committee and start setting our goals and things like that. I think right now, just the schedules are kind of crazy with holiday and everything. So,
okay. All right. Thank you. Superintendent's recommendations?
None for this meeting.
Okay. There's nothing further. Can we have a motion to go into executive session to discuss the employment of personnel and discuss the sale purchase of property?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. We are now in executive session.
At this public. We're going to come out of executive session. Can I have a motion to adjourn the committee of the whole?
So moved.
Second. Thank you. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Thank you. We are out of executive session. And the meeting is adjourned.